Check it out. You're smoking with Joe Thunder and his podcast brought to you by the Content Creation Studio. What's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder once again back at you with the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast. Got the homie Eric B in the building today. What's going on, sir? Eric B?
What's happening, bro? How you feeling?
Chilling. Got DJ sitting in the house. What's going on?
What is up?
Nah, shit, man. Just trying to, you know, we just had a crazy ass snowstorm. It was all crazy. I felt like I was in the fucking North Pole. And I need to go to the
round. They shut the city down for a minute.
I had to go around the hood, gather some stray dogs, and make me a little sled. You know what I mean? And fucking get my way to 7-Eleven, get my backwards and my blunts. And shit, he's finally in the house.
He showed up.
I had no idea the highway was going to be.
All right. But check it out. We got, like I said, another episode. We got Elvis in the building.
What's up?
Real quick.
I miss you guys. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
Can we get a one home?
One home. I had to say it real light today because I was late.
Yep. But yeah, like I said, we just had a crazy ass snowstorm. It's been pretty wild. You know what I mean? We want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, Be Good Dispensary. And we do got a new sponsor. It's a bodega. You got to check them out on Instagram or you go to their website.
Fire snacks.
Exotic snacks. Craziness. I'm already fat. You know what I mean? And
Shout
I got
to
watch
Casey.
What I eat. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. We got a very special guest in the motherfucking building today. You know what I'm saying? We got the homie At Ease. Colorado native. Born and raised in the East Side. GW attended. B baller. Shot caller.
Yeah.
Got bars for days. What's going on, G?
Going on?
Nah, shit, man. Just like I said, trying to get through all this snow. It's like nice today, finally, right?
It is.
We had to cancel last week. The whole thing got all fucked up.
Man, it got crazy, man.
Right.
You gotta step outside and be like, man, what's happening?
It was really cracking.
Yeah, that
right?
Snow was wild. Everybody was bullshit. Like, oh no, it ain't gonna snow.
Hey, I'm glad I had a gang of people with weed though, dog. Right, cause shit,
right, for man. Sure.
I was in the clouds the whole fucking time.
I was stuck at home, smoked out.
All right, all in the snow and like trying to make a snow angels and shit. My snow angel was big as fuck, dog. People were walking by like, what the fuck is that? That's a big ass angel. I'm like, shit, bro. I don't know. I was high.
He eats good.
Yeah, if you eating good, getting that money, right?
Healthy snow angel.
Right? Jumping in the clouds. But hey, this is your first time here, man. Just let them know where you're from, you know, where it all went down, where you went to high school, the early years.
Where? Yeah, born and raised on the East Side, 29th and Vine, you know, 8025, my residence.
You know right. You down the block from us, right here, over there in Swansea, man. We're not too far. You know, we're on 40.
We cousins. We cousins.
Yeah, exactly. We ride down the Blizzard.
Yeah, you know, G-Dub High School, what year I graduated? 2013.
And the reason you said you went to G-Dub, because you said all your homies play point guard, right? And they were all going to East, right?
I was going to go to East, you know what I'm saying? And all my boys was point guards or two guards, but mainly point guards. It was like five or six of them.
You got to find a better way, right?
Y'all niggas can have that.
Right.
I'm going for PT.
Right.
So, ended up at a... You know, at the foot, you know, foot above everybody else.
There you
know, Chauncey Billups High School, you know what I'm saying? I actually won the Chauncey Billups Award in high school. So,
oh, damn.
Shit, that's tight as
fuck. I'm nice. So.
Okay, you got it.
I had it.
Oh, you had it.
So
you still hoop somebody up, though?
I could still get down.
Right
now?
You got the crossover or what? You got the crossover or what?
I got the crossover. I got the jumper.
You be breaking their ankles or what?
The first step. You know, I be on it.
Nice. When's the last time we played some ball?
I need to be in the next celebrity game.
Hey, we need to do that around here. We really do. Maybe we should be good in Joe Thunder Podcast, Smoking Joe Thunder. We should have like a celebrity basketball game. That would be tight with all the homies from around the town, you know?
That would be dope. Yeah, there's a lot of people who hoop.
I mean, just leave all the guns at the door, AP, you know what I mean?
They was doing one at one point.
For real?
But it didn't it die down?
Oh, well.
It died down or something. I don't know why. I guess, you know, they...
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Could we get a COVID. COVID on 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3.
Fuck COVID.
This shit is whack already.
No.
Bro. But shit. Yeah. So you played ball, and then how'd you get introduced to hip-hop? You were telling me about that.
Yeah. I actually started writing when I was 7 years old. You know, it started, my love for music in general probably started around 5 years old. When my pops and my moms were still together before he ended up moving to Arizona. When I wouldn't go to sleep, he would put me in the back seat, riding around, bumping CD 104.3 smooth jazz. So
smooth.
I used to fall asleep to that, and it just kind of like, I guess, subconsciously just stayed in me.
Started sinking in.
Yeah, man. So that's when the love for music in general started.
Right.
But, I think around 6 or 7 is when I started to hear actual artists rapping and being like, yo, I'm messing with whatever this is. Like, it's becoming something that I want to try it. So 7 years old, started writing lyrics a little bit. And
I'm at seven.
Started trash, you know?
Yes. Of course, yeah. So, you gotta start somewhere.
Nice, though.
Of course, yeah. 7 year old.
I was like, hey, man, I'll write for you if you want me to. I was writing for my
friends. Ghostwriting and shit.
We're gonna have a 3-person group.
I'm
gonna write for you. I'm gonna write for you. You ain't gotta do nothing. I'll do all the work. I thought I was really on it. You know what I'm saying? But,
hey, what were those first early influences you're telling me about?
So, the first two albums.
How you got your hands on
it? Yeah, the first three albums I ever had, I didn't buy. I stole them from my big cousin. And it was T.I. Urban Legend, GZ Thug Motivation, and Ross, Port of Miami. And then I lost the GZ. I was so mad. But
how'd you lose it?
I don't know. I swore I put it in my bag. Maybe he saw it sticking out or something. He was like, you try to steal
take
my CD.
Shit, take his shit
maybe
back.
He took it back. Yeah. I don't know.
Pocket but check.
The last two, I was like, I was bumping those faithfully. Like, one the entire week, the next one the entire week. Back to that one the next week. I was
just
back
rotating them back and forth.
Man, no repeat lyric to Ross and T.I. back then.
And that's what set it off, right?
Yeah. That was early on, you know, when I was like, I really want to do this. Like, that story as far as me stealing CDs was like elementary, you know, middle school. But you know what I'm saying? Like, those were the first influences where I was like, okay, I can see how to rap differently, you know, how
right,
to be
different
unique
styles
and stuff like exactly. You know what I'm saying? Before it was just like a bunch of people like, oh, he rapping, let me listen. Oh, he rapping, let me listen. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Now it was more kind of analyzing and seeing what kind of style you want to come up with.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Once I seen that, I was like, okay, I can have my own little lane that I can mess with. Okay, let me tap in.
Because I was telling you earlier when I hear your stuff on the internet or I listen to your album, like I said, you don't sound like what's his name? Who did I tell you from the clips?
Shoot, Pusha T.
Yeah, you don't sound like Pusha T, but you remind me of Pusha T, but a little more political, a little more gangster, and a little more bars.
Oh, I appreciate you it. I'm more gangster than Push.
Hey,
well, when he goes after Drake and shit like that, wah, see, hey, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Look, you know what I mean?
I mess with them both.
Yeah. They're good. They're both good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you, how did you start creating your style then?
So I really think my style is, you know, most influenced by my favorite artists now, which, you know, like I said, T.I. was the biggest one at first, you
the
know,
jump
starting
off
in middle school. He was like, that was my favorite rapper. And then, you know, of course, Wayne came along and was like, man, that's one of my favorites too. But then, you know, the older I got, I started to hear Kendrick and Cole. Of course, I always listened to Pac, always listened to Nas. So those were, and Andre 3000, those were probably my biggest five, you know, in my.
It's funny. The last three you said, that's like my top.
Word.
Top.
Yeah, my teenage years, you know, those five was, you know, I had some crit here and there, some Chance here and there, but those five was like, this is all I want to listen to. So from there, kind of like, I saw how they would, you know, do cadences, how they would flow, how they would use their voice to you know,
to make shit work.
Music. Yeah,
just
like
match.
Yeah, but I listen to everything, man, like all genres. Like I
listen to good music.
Ed Sheeran, I listen to Sam Smith.
Okay. Yeah.
I listen to Luther. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all over the place.
All across
Michael Bublé.
Across the board.
I love
it. Oh, damn, some Bublé.
Oh, Bublé. Bro, that Cry Me a River go hard. Like, I be tapped in with like all kinds of genres because I just love all music. So, you know, there's some Ed Sheeran stuff, the way he uses his voice to just add to an instrumental even singing on it. Like, I've tapped, like, okay, you can use your voice in so many different ways. K-Dot does that a lot, too. Like, brings his voice up here and down here and changes his voice to sound like this and does this in the background with his voice.
We were talking earlier about, like, the emotion. Like, he's the only other person since Pac that you can listen to his shit and feel that shit, like, damn, this motherfucker speak, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like, he's giving it to you right now, you know what I mean? And you got to be talented, man, and you always got to, like, raise it up, raise the bar, and, like, keep creating it.
For sure that. I feel like K-Dot got a song for every emotion I've ever felt.
Damn.
Ever. It's crazy.
You need to put that playlist together, man.
I'm slacking.
I might need to
listen to some K-Dot.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping on K-Dot a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I've heard some stuff, but, like, I haven't really tapped in. And
that's my goal.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Check it out.
I feel like we were separated at birth, too. Me and Neo and Kendrick Lamar.
You're going to be getting it, right? Hey, so talk about when you start taking rap serious, when you really start, you know, saying this is really what I want to do.
Yeah, so, like I said, this started when I was 7. As far as, like, knowing that I wanted to rap, like, I was writing my lyrics and stuff, and my aunt and my uncle are musically inclined, and, you know, the kids, of course, seeing them and listening to their own music wanted to be a part of it, too. So they was like, we're going to have the kids on something. And my aunt and uncle was writing for my cousins, but since I was already writing my own stuff, I was like, hey, let me spin my own. So they went ahead and let me just to be nice, you know what I'm saying? But once it was done, it wasn't good. Listen back to it, it wasn't good. But at the time, I was like, what? You know, this is it.
Yeah.
And my aunt was like, you know what? Keep working, keep writing. But we're going to go ahead and write this one for you this time. And I was heartbroken. I cried. But you know what I'm saying? I went ahead and got the verse done. But I told myself after that, I was like, I'll never let anybody write for me again. Like, nobody will ever be able to outwrite me or say, I got something better for you.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm going to do it myself. So
you're going to let that shit happen.
Nah, never again. So I stayed with my craft, kept working on it. And then, you know, recorded. You know, just little stuff here and there. Nothing really crazy. Like, recording myself on little headphone mics and stuff.
Right,
just
right.
So I could hear myself. But once I got to about 14, 15 was when the consistency as far as hitting studio started. And I knew I had something when I, you know, I battled, what do y'all know him? Well, his name is, he was going by June at one point. But y'all know Trace Chapman?
Oh yeah, Trace.
That's the homie. We went to G-Dub together,
right?
And he was a senior when I was a freshman, and he called me out for a battle. Oh, and I ain't gonna tell y'all how it went.
But after he called you out.
After that, I was like, oh yeah.
Did you handle yours?
I listen.
You gonna do your best? Did you handle yours?
I will neither deny it went down. Confirm. But you know, we went head to head. And after that, I was like, okay, I can
got
this.
Yeah, I can mess with the best. So
it sounds like you were like groomed into it. Like your parents and stuff were like doing it back in the day, and they were preparing, you know, everyone to do that shit. Mm-hmm. And you took it and ran with it, right?
Yeah, my aunt and my uncle. I give it to them. You know, mainly my auntie Nikki. Shout out to my auntie Nikki. She was the one.
Shout
that,
out.
Like, that was, you know, even though she wasn't trying to be mean,
right,
her saying, like, I'm going to write this for you, that fueled that fire, so.
Right. That's what started off right there. Like you said, she fueled
that.
The fire.
Yeah, she the reason. I love her.
But never, ever letting anyone write for you again, right?
Exactly. You know, it's been on ever since.
Right. So talk about, like, when you start getting in the studio, you know what I mean? And what were the first couple tracks you recorded?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. I had this song called, it was a project that I dropped when I was... I ain't gonna tell y'all the name that I was going.
Yeah, you don't want y'all to Google that shit.
I ain't gonna tell y'all the name. I was
That's like my
by,
verse. You can't find that shit. It's out there, but I doubt you'll find that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was the first project I released, and it wasn't online and none, of course. It was just CDs.
Hand to hand.
And I recorded some songs. I remember one was called I'm Gonna Shine. I remember one called We Gonna Run It. I think that was like the hit for that project.
Okay.
I was literally like a freshman.
You was going to run it.
Hey, I was speaking in an event. So
hell
like,
yeah.
Hey,
he's a point guard. He's running it, bro.
Nah, that's real shit.
He's a point guard. He's running shit. School.
It's about to be me. So.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the only two I can remember from off that project. One then, Life to Live. That was another one. I don't know after that.
And then what happened with the battling? You started battling, you said, and started entering competitions.
So as far as the battling... Like, you know, I battled in high school with a couple of dudes I was rapping, but that was the only real battling that I do aside of, you know, winning the competition with Barbershop Uncut.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was, I wasn't a battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I'll spit my bars, you spit your bars, whoever got the best win.
Right. So it was just more like in the streets at school type shit?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
At work, maybe?
A cappella or with the beat?
We did it a cappella.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We
some
was
8 Mile
just,
shit.
Yeah, just, you know.
Or kind of 8 Mile at work shit.
Right, like just, you know, the people, you know, the homies would gather around, you know, or people who were just interested and wanted to see two rappers go at it, and we would go head to head. And
Zopax about to do the battle pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Is that who?
Zopax. We're about to do the Zopax battle here coming up. Yeah, so you have to jump in on that.
We'll see. We'll see.
So
just go check it out at least.
Yeah,
go
you'll definitely check it out. You
definitely
know what I mean?
Tight.
You too. I'm like,
talk about entering like the competitions, and though you're telling me you were entering some competitions, you felt they were like not really like they're kind of like biased against you. Cause
yeah. I was doing, you know, people would put out like, you know, stuff like, you know, Four Bar Friday with Dame Lillard or Twisted Sundays, Toby Nwigwe. Like people would have those, had those, you know, years in advance and would just have competitions or, you know, national competitions,
right, where you send music
flow,
in
stuff like that. They would have those kind of things, and you would either send music in or send like a video of you rapping. And I knew I've never been a cocky person, but I know the gift that I have. Like I know, like, if you listen, it's gonna be like, whoa, this dude's different. So doing all these competitions and, you know, hearing the winner or seeing the winner and being like,
okay,
respect, love, but I know I killed that. So after time doing it over and over again, I was like, I'm not finna keep wasting my time and putting my, you know, because it made me feel like, am I tripping? Am I really trash?
Right.
But it's like, it's probably just the fact that they don't have the team looking at every video. And I'm like, that's cool, but I'm not finna put myself out there and keep wasting my time, keep getting my feelings hurt. So I stopped doing the competitions. And then, you know, actually, these two were the ones that tagged me.
Right.
In the Barbershop Uncut competition that they was holding. And I had gone, like, maybe a few years, aside of, you know, sending in for the Rhythm and Flow joint.
Right.
Which I didn't get on again. Aside from that, like, the last 2 or 3 years, I wasn't doing no kind of competitions. And
How did you get into, like, sending, like I said, verses or bars to, like, different people or different contests? Were you just on the internet searching shit, or people telling you about it,
Run across them. Well, some people would tell me about them, but I would just run across them, like being on social media, and be like, "Oh, they're having a competition. Let me try it out." You know what I'm saying? And it'll be some decent names on there as far as like who's running this. So I was like, "Yeah, let me try. I might be able to do something with this." And I just never got my shot.
Right, right. So you said you got kind of discouraged with all that shit because you felt like these motherfuckers were kind of hating.
Yeah, it's like you got to know somebody.
On some whack shit, for real, like somebody's cousin or some bullshit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done with it. I'm cool.
But
like,
then you got tagged, and then your fiance wife kind of talked to you and said, hey, let's.
Yeah, it was.
Talk about that.
So they, Trip and DJ Sin, J-Trip, J-Triple, you know what I'm saying, if you don't. Know who I'm talking
you don't
about.
Know, you better figure
Jay
it out.
Trip, so, yeah, Google Sin it. You'll
find
out.
Find out.
DJ Sin, Elvis.
You know what I'm saying? They were the ones that tagged me in the competition. And I think, I can't remember who tagged first, but one tagged first, and I was like, I'm not doing this. And the next one tagged, I was like, nah, I'm not
still not doing this shit.
And then my fiance, I told her about it. I was like, they keep tagging me in this little thing. I don't want to do it. She was like, you should try it. Literally that simple, just like, you should try. Not convinced, like, no, do it. It was just
right.
Like,
just do it. Just try
check it out.
Why not?
I was like, man, I guess I'll think about it. Let me see. So, you know, after that, I was like,
you got a little bug.
Let me just do it real quick.
Knock murder
it, out.
It real
what
quick.
The heck? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the thing that we preach to each other is like, we gonna take advantage of every opportunity that seems like the right one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't want to be an opportunist, but you know what I'm saying? If something a great opportunity
arises,
in front of you, yeah,
we
you gotta,
shall take it.
You know what I'm saying? Got to do it. So I was like, man, let me just throw it together. And they allowed me in the bracket for the video submission.
Right.
I went against one of the homies, Mailman.
You said that was your homie, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
First round, that's some kind of bullshit.
Yeah, they put us in the first round. I don't think they knew it, though.
I know. But I'm just saying, still,
I didn't even know he was on until I seen him.
You didn't even know he rapped. You didn't even know he battled. Fuck.
I knew he rapped, and I knew he battled. I didn't know he did the competition.
Shout out.
So I was like, oh, snap, I'm finna lose. Because he's nice, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's now, I was like, he about to kill me. But I didn't get to see his video because he took it down for, you know, professional reasons. I ended up winning that round. I was like, oh, okay, I think, you know, I see who else is on here. I think I got a shot. know what I'm saying? Like, it's some hitters on here, but I think I could really do this.
And this was, like, at first you guys were submitting videos, right? You guys weren't actually battling.
Yeah, it was just the video submission. That was the first round.
Now, real quick, in your video submission, were you just kicking bars, or were you talking shit about them, or were you doing both?
Nah, I was just spitting. I don't be talking stuff about nobody. I don't be dissing. I mean, if I get dissed, then I may say a little something back. But
right. But you don't start it off.
Yeah, no, I don't start it off.
You'll finish it, right? Bye. I'm like a death blow.
Right. I just like to do my thing. I focus on what I got to talk about.
Just do my thing, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just spit some bars and they ended up rocking with it. Uh-huh. Made it to the next round where it was the battles.
So then the second round was the actual battle.
Yeah, second round was the battle. And World of Way. Shout out my guy, Way.
Yeah.
And we went at it. And I do this kind of thing where when I rap, it's like almost like subliminal bars.
Right.
If that
makes
sense.
You like, think.
Like, it's like,
if you average, you listen to the radio, you ain't gonna get it.
Doing stuff, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be for you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just did something like that to where it wasn't like I was being personal, yeah. But it was like,
use this,
you know, just saying rappers. You know, I wasn't trying to. If it came off that way, it probably came off that way, but I wasn't trying to diss them. I was trying to like keep it light and just let people hear the bars
in general.
And it went that way. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Yeah, so.
And how'd that fare? Obviously.
Yeah, 30 piece, you know. Love you, Wayne, but it was.
You got 30.
Yeah, she was. Sorry, Wade.
Say it again.
It was a 30.
I was one of the judges. I voted for
her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was, she's yeah, verifying
it was,
that.
It was a 30.
She verified.
You know what I'm saying? Did my thing against him. He did his thing, but you know what I'm saying? I ended up fortunately winning.
Came out to victory.
Yeah. And then I was in the top three with Bang Culture. Shout out Bang Culture.
Right.
And Juice Bizzy. Shout out them. You know what I'm saying? So those were the top three. And that was.
You were there?
It was the barbershop bars after that. And you wasn't going against nobody now. You was going against yourself, so you had to bring it.
Right.
So, yeah, that came along, and I knew I had it in the bag with that. Bang, I was a little scared, though, because Bang, like, he know how to flow on
he
the
brings
beat. He's
it.
Got, like, that E-40.
Yeah, that little crazy, like,
Biggie, like, bounce on the beat type of, and he, man, we didn't get to see each other rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't get to see each other until the videos came out about what each person did. So I seen his and was like, oh, shite. I might be out of there. He killed that. But at the same time, I was like, I know I held my own. I know I like the bars that I had, the schemes, the setups. I knew it was going to be, I was going to make it hard on him. It wasn't going to be easy if they were going to pick him.
It was going to be no picnic.
Yeah, I was going to have to pray
Addie
on
is
it.
Ringing
yeah, for
I was
sure.
going to have to fast, go in the wilderness for 40 days in order to pick him over me. So. And you know, they
you remember
picking
what,
me.
You remember what you spit to beat him?
Oh yeah,
Let's hear it.
It's
quick.
On YouTube. It's long.
It's on YouTube.
It's long.
Oh, okay.
It's probably like a good 2-3 minutes long.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you
give the video of you.
And how long did it take you write that shit? Like 15 minutes?
Nah, it
wasn't.
It didn't take that
long.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you.
He said not that long.
No, I mean, not that short.
My bad. Oh, my God, damn. I was like, whoa. Yeah, like,
nah, not that short.
Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nah, I know. You refined it. You went through it, refined it again, refined
yeah,
it
I was,
a couple
I was
times.
To be intricate. I was like, I'm going to write something that's going to, like,
blow them socks off, man.
Right? Yeah. That's like, you're going to be like, yo, what the hell just happened? Like, I wanted
well,
those.
You
got to
rewind it, like, and rewind it, and rewind it.
Yeah.
Rewind it, right? Rewind a couple times.
I was on it, like I was focused. So yeah.
Then you made it to the next round, and you just keep fucking.
No, that was the championship round.
Oh, dude.
So you won the grand prize, right?
Yeah, I won the trip to LA, to do the LA Cypher with Barbershop Uncut, and we actually, you know, we did some recording out there,
right,
as far
right.
as audio, some video recording. So it was.
And the Cypher was what on Venice Beach.
Yeah, the Cypher was on Venice.
Who was all in it?
It was me, J Trip, A Meezy, shouts out Meezy.
Reeve
Carell, shouts out him, and Inglewood IV, who was also on Rhythm and Flow, shout out to IV.
Did you guys party down in LA or what?
Or
was it COVID?
Nah,
still?
We was working the whole time. It was still COVID restrictions,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But we was working the whole time.
Right,
aside of eating, resting, we was on it the whole time, and I loved it.
L.A. COVID is so much better than fucking L.A. My God, dog. Like, you move around so quick, and when it's regular, that shit's, whew.
Man,
You know what I mean?
I hear about it. I'm like, I don't. This is enough for me.
LA's something else.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. But so, I love it out there, though.
Oh, LA's tight, bro. It's tight, but you got to fucking deal with madness. It's getting like that here. Shit. We're just 10 years behind.
It is.
Look at the homelessness. Look at everything, traffic. You know what I mean? Everything. The only thing we got better is
yeah,
the
in LA, you just got to time everything right or else you're fucked.
Right.
You know, that's
time
it.
Time is everything.
Hey, so what happened when you came back from LA?
So when I came back, we did a video for one of the songs that we recorded in LA. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, I just kind of was in my resting kind of mode. I wasn't like focused on like doing a whole lot as far as like putting stuff out. I was just kind of, you know, a part of the opportunities that was given to me, or, you know, asked, you know, if you want to be a part of this, you want to do something to this. I was just kind of in that bag, you know, for the moment. So I've just been kind of, I was along for the ride for a while, you know. Now,
real quick, was your album out before that or after that?
Before. My project came out in October. I think the trip was in October. Was it?
So was your album out before you did the did the whole barbershop?
Yeah, it was November. I think it was. So yeah, it was in November. My project came out October 2nd. So.
And what's that called? Because that shit bangs.
It's called Bones. The Bones EP.
I'm sure you get everywhere, right?
On all streaming platforms.
All streams, you got to go get that shit because that shit bangs.
Yeah, at ease, @EAZE, no spaces. Yeah.
What's your favorite songs on that shit?
Don't do that to me.
Yeah, we got to. We already know Sins.
Do I have, how many, and how, what's trips. My limit? Can I pick all nine?
Yeah, why not? Just put them in order then. You got to put them in order.
In order.
I gotta pick them in order too.
Nah, just joking. Just
if you're picking all nine, yes.
No. Okay, I won't put them. I ain't gonna pick all nine. But no order. My few favorites are
few.
I love it. Phase One. On. Can I do four? Can
yeah,
I
do whatever
four,
you
four
want.
Four out of the nine.
Yeah. What? No, I'm just saying, what up?
That's tough. I'll probably say, God, that's hard. Away.
Away.
I'm going to just leave it there. I ain't going to go back on it. Away.
Okay.
So, all yeah.
Right. You've heard it.
And like, listen. I forgot about another one. Ah, no. I ain't going back.
Yeah, make sure to check that shit on all platforms. Like I said, it's definitely a banger. You got to hear that shit.
Let us know what's your favorite.
Definitely appreciate y'all.
So back to the barbershop, you won all that shit, and then you got invited to the heavyweight cipher.
Yeah, that was crazy how that came along. I seen the promo for it, like them doing their thing,
right?
As far as like, you know, getting it together, getting ready for it, and I seen everybody was on it. I was like, man, that's a killer cipher. That would be an honor if I could do something like that. That'd be a dream. And then, you know, a few days later, the head dude at Barbershop Uncut hit me and was like, hey, you want to be on this heavyweight cipher? I said, do I? I was like, for
pardon
sure.
Me?
He was like, you know, I had to, you know, one of the people I had to let go off of it. But, you know, we need you to come in and do your thing. If you know, you got to really, really bring it, though. This is huge, you know.
Heavyweight shit.
Because I don't got the notoriety as everybody else that was on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got that notoriety, and I'm still at, you know, my...
You're the young hyena.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm at, like,
coming to wreck it, right?
My 1,900 followers on IG, and I love every one of them, but I'm low
shout
compared
out
to everybody
all y'all
else. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you got to show why you on this cipher. You know what I'm saying? It might not be the notoriety, but it's because you one of the best out here, if not the best. So I was like, say less. He sent me the beat. I was like, I'm either finna have the best verse, or it's going to be 1A, 1B with whoever has the best verse. Like, I got to show, like, I'm really out here. And I've really been working. I really got a gift, you know what I'm saying? Without having to cuss, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I was just going to get to that. I was like, you don't cuss at all.
Nah, only thing I say is nigga. If, you know, and I guess it depends on how, if you feel like that's derogatory or not. You know, people have their views, but.
Can you talk about that real quick, just so they know? Because, I mean, we talked about it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
As far as you talking about the cussing specifically, or
just know the using the N word?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, our ancestors, our grandparents, our even our parents, they, you know, it's nigga and nigger was always a word that was like kept to keep us down, and
right,
you know, it was a negative connotation. It came from somewhere really nice. Dark. You know what I'm saying? So
some bullshit.
But I feel like, you know, the generation before us, you know, maybe the generation even before that, like, and us, like, we continue to use it as like a word of endearment. Like, that's my brother. That's my dude.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's
my partner.
It's my boy. You know what I'm saying? So it's more love connected to it now, which is why I use it. You know what I'm saying? I don't be using it like, hey, stupid nigga. Like, I don't be doing that. Like, it be like, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I choose to use it and keep that one.
Nice. And what's behind the no cussing?
I just always wanted to be different. Like, I wanted everybody to be able to play my music. Like, I want people to be able to play it in front of the kids. And, right. You know what I'm saying? You might say nigga around your kids, but you don't allow no cussing.
Right.
So they can bump me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You might have it at the cookout and a song got one nigga in it. And they like, oh, we'll deal with that. Ain't no other cussing.
Ain't no cussing.
Ain't
yeah.
no mother F this or no that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, I want to be different. I want to be able to be everywhere and, you know, be unique. It's not really many people doing it, so.
No, that's definitely
use more words, be more versatile.
Oh yeah, and a challenge. That's the other thing. Absolutely. Like, I wanted to challenge myself. Like, if I could spit something just as hard as this person without cussing, I think it puts me a step ahead a little bit.
No, that's definitely brilliant, man. You know what I mean? Comedian Nerd did that shit. They put his shit on the front page of the fucking New York Times. You know what I mean? And what better promotion is that? Fuck.
Right, exactly.
You got
all
the people buying that shit.
Right.
You know, but not commend you on that shit. That's tight ass shit. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So, excuse me. I'm all high.
We smoke way too much weed over here.
Not enough, man. No, I'm just playing.
I'm like, roll up, actually.
Yeah, we're about to roll some more weed. So what do you got going in the future, man? I know you said you're taking like a little break right now, but I'm sure your fans want to hear more from you, man. You got to maybe, you know, get those videos out. You know, you work on some shit.
Yeah, definitely. I'm working on, you know, getting these videos from the project going. Because, I mean, for me, I'm looking back on it like October wasn't even that long ago. October was
this whole year
five
just
or
went.
6 months
all
ago.
Right, bro, like crazy.
So I'm like, I still got time to, you know, squeeze the juice out of it. So working on these videos, and, you know, dropping singles here and there, doing my features and stuff like that. But, you know, I gotta get these few videos done before I start working on another project. I have to.
Right, right. You got any maybe mixtapes or any shit like that you're working on?
Maybe some. You know, my shout out to the squad, the regime. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother Bam and my brother Andwele. And you know, we might be doing some like group stuff together. You know, maybe drop an EP with the team on it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as just my own project, yeah, it's probably gonna be.
It's gonna be a minute. He's gonna
not
he's gonna
a
pull,
long time.
He's
maybe.
Gonna pull Dr. Dre on y'all. I'm just letting y'all know right now. No, I'm just playing.
The next one got to be special, even more special. You know, I got to squeeze the juice out of this one. So that one is even bigger. So maybe another 6 months to a year.
Right. And then we were talking about earlier about you signing this shit. You're kind of, are you wanting to get signed? Or are you wanting to stay independent? Or
so I really, I've always, not always, but for a long time, I was like, I want to stay independent. I want to do my own thing. I want to own all my masters and publishing. You know what I'm saying? I want to do it myself. And then, you know, I think I first started seeing Nipsey and, high school, probably like freshman year or sophomore year, and started to see his. I was like, I want to do it like that, like where I don't have to rely on nobody. I just go grind, go hustle, and rely on myself. Then I can't say it's nobody else's fault. Like, only person I can blame is me.
Right.
So I always wanted to keep it independent. But then Issa Rae, she's, you know, she does a lot of things, but Insecure, I think, is the main thing that she's known for.
Uh-huh.
She has a label, you know, and it's very low key. Not too many people know about it.
It's in the
cut. Right. And I was like, and it's fairly new. It's probably only a few, 2 or 3 years old. I was like, if I'm going to sign with anybody, it's going to be under her. It's, you know, it's a female owning the label. It's a black female owning the label. And it's low key. Like, don't know about, like, and she actually.
You're
doing
Empire?
That's no, dope. I'm just playing.
She actually cares about the artists.
That's good.
Saying? Like she's trying to get good music out. So I'm like, that's me. Like, I just need the right person to hear. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only person I would sign under.
How would you describe your style, man? Because you perfected it. You know what I mean? You've definitely.
Thank you. I don't think I have yet.
Right.
But
well, it's never completely perfected. But I mean, yeah, you're coming with heat. You know what I mean? You ain't coming with no bullshit.
Thank you, thank you.
I put my money on you. You know what I mean? Motherfucking battle shit.
I'm gonna get you your money too.
All right, there we go. There we go. I'm gonna break you off. Let's go. You know what I mean?
All love. I'm gonna give it straight to wifey.
Yeah, you money. Get to get the underground money baller shit going. You know what I mean?
But yeah, my style is, I mean, shoot, I don't think I stay in one lane as far as like he's East Coasty or he's West Coasty or Southern or he just does one thing. Like because I love so much different music, I'm able to make different kinds of music, like make stuff for anybody. But you know, I always try to make sure I got something real to say, some heavy bars that really make you think. And you know, I try to make it so no song is like a pass, you know, like I don't want you to have no skips when it comes to
right.
Me.
We want you to listen
even
to
if
the
it's
whole
not
shit.
Your favorite song, it's like I still rock with this. You know what I mean? So yeah.
What kind of beats you like, man? Does it matter?
Not really.
Can you rap anything?
I'd prefer less. I'm not huge on trap drums and stuff like that. Like I like to stay away from that kind of stuff. I like more of the instrumentation. I like boom bap. I like, you know,
some underground.
Yeah, I like
some,
you know,
fucking boot keys, camp clicks and
I
shit
like
that.
Saxophones. I like instruments. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'll do, you know, if it come down to it, I'll hit something with some 808 on it.
Wreck some shit, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Every now and again.
Gotta be versatile.
Yeah. Got to. That's all I
gotta be able to adapt to anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Makes it easier.
Kanye might hit you with some fucking, I was gonna say fucking Space Invaders, fucking Space Aliens beat and say, hey, you wanna get on? Like, fuck, this beat's whacking, but fuck.
I can, you know what I'm saying? I've gotten to the point to where, like, I've challenged myself to write to just crazy. I remember, man, I probably was in high school or maybe, I think it was in high school. I wrote to Sweet Dream, Beautiful Nightmare by Beyonce just to challenge myself. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do something. And because I was able to do it, I proved to myself, like, okay, I think I can pretty much write to anything.
You can do that shit. You can do anything, right?
Yeah. So it was good to challenge myself.
To Beyonce for fucking
What's your favorite stuff out here in Denver right now? Who do you think's hot? Yeah. Who do you think's doing cool
so my
shit?
My favorites are...
Favorites, yeah.
Are Trip, Bam.
Trip.
Andwele, AP, Trev, Meezy. My boy Trey O'Neill, he's a singer actually. But that's my favorite singer out here. Of course, all of the women singers, Rachel, Kayla, I know she don't live here no more, but Danae, Simone, like I be tapped in with a lot of different people. I mess with a lot of artists.
Is there anyone you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
I actually just talked to Trev today and was like, hey bro, you know, just tapped in, you know, on the business side, and he was like, let's do it. I was like, bet. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get that taken care of and
right.
definitely link up real soon. Definitely want to work with AP in the future too. But all of the other people I've either worked with, may have something with in the future already planned or, you know, working with them right now.
Okay. What about any producers out there? Because there's a gang of producers.
Mike Colts, definitely connecting with him again. Wick Jones, I just connected with him. I talked to him not too long ago, and me and him have been talking about connecting. It's this one dude that I hit up today. I got to find him real quick.
Because
I don't want to be disrespectful and mention everybody else and not him. His name is like Jesus Wavale or something like that on Facebook.
Right.
So I tapped in with him. He's did I say Jesus?
Jesus. Might be Jesus.
I meant Jesus.
It's Chewy.
Listen, shout out to Jesus too.
Jesus.
Shout out Jesus.
But yeah, Jesus. If
it wasn't for Jesus, we'd have the weed.
So yeah, you know, those are a few that I definitely am connecting with.
All right. Well, shit, man, you got any last words, any shout-outs you want to say before,
out,
you know?
Shout-out to Wifey.
Yeah.
Shout-out. That's my nudie butt. Shout-out to my baby girl. That's my butter butt. you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, shout-out to everybody that's here. Shout-out to everybody
appreciate
that's
you.
Showed love along the way, that's helped me get to this point. And shouts out to the future.
Yeah, so there you go, man. You know what I mean? At Ease, coming straight out of Denver, Colorado. He's on all platforms. You know what I mean? You got to check out the new album.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to end this real quick. We're going to put on Lil B because he's going to display some bars for you real quick and let you know what he's about in case you don't know and you need to check him out and Google him. And we're going to show you what's up.
Boom, skitty, but no, I'm just playing.
He's testing y'all.
Yeah, let's go.
But enough of the laughing and joking, I'm back and I'm focused. Imagine me passing passion with a passive emotion, matching emotion, ashes to ashes. Now pass me the lotion, I'm dope as the coke in a package, but with accurate doses. Lyrically deep, got my pen in my pad from the ocean. Scraggling and smoking and choking, dying fast from the potion. I call it dilemma, born sinner, but back with a notion to get a glad bag and fill it with these rappers' commotion. Composure I'm holding, although we have been lacking devotion. Cracking it open, yapping by the sack of explosives, meaning I blow minds, relaxing on the track. Cause I'm quoting half of the past rappers that to keep from critics and frozen. Hacking the code as they back into the back of the closest door that was open, I closed it right after the posters that posted their posters. Supposedly they bragging and boasting, supposed to be open, but really they financially broken.
Bro,
hold on.
Bars.
Can I go back in?
Yeah, get it. Let's go.
Go. Keep going.
Get back in here.
That same clout you trying to get, I be ducking, man. So you just trying to catch the wave like you at the second half of a Nuggets game. What you scared for? How you running and you running late? You never see me run unless I run in place. This what happens when you mix a thug with a gentleman. A nigga reppin' Christ, but don't never bring religion in. I gotta make the world feel me. You just be feeling in, I'm seasoned. So if they won't shake, go ahead and send them in. You getting money and women, so what? My generation screaming for help, and they chose us. Kobe, purse, stick shift, I'm so clutch. You rappers is like quicksand, the flow sucks. World changing, tell me what the problem is. All up in my bag like I'm looking for the condiments. Only one nigga in my city work as hard as this. He in the mirror, but that's obvious.
Let's go.
At Ease.
Get him.
Joe Thunder, Elvis, Jeez. Be good. Eric B. We got Sin in the house. Goodness. We got Trip in the house. You're getting that exclusive.
Kill that shit.
Do some shit right there.
Oh my God, bro.
That shit just set it on fire.
303rd.
There you go. 303rd right there. Show one more time.
Damn.
So there you go.
303rd right there.
Damn.
We coming for you.
Okay.
And we appreciate y'all. Like I said, you can check us out on all platforms as well. Smoking with Joe Thunder. Be Good Dispensaries. Elvis and the motherfucking building.
Be Good MMJ 2.0.
It's all packed. You know. It's a bodega. You know what I mean? All that good shit. We are out of here. And we thank you for listening. And keep downloading that shit, sharing it. And stay tuned for the latest and greatest because we bringing it.
Yes, sir.
Late.
Oh, peace.